You're listening to Two-Way Street on GPB. I'm Bill Nigut. Kenny Leon's a Broadway and Hollywood director who makes his home in Atlanta. He won his first Tony Award last month for directing a revival of Raisin in the Sun starring Denzel Washington. Now, he's appearing on stage here in Atlanta in a production of Bernard Slade same time next year at his Atlanta Theater True Colors. His co-star is Felicia Rashad. She created the iconic role of Claire Huxtable on The Bill Cosby Show. Leon and Rashad have a long history of working together on stage and in film. She won a Tony Award in 2004 and became the first African-American to win a Tony for lead actress in a play. She won the Tony when she appeared in Leon's earlier Broadway production of Raisin in the Sun, which featured rapper Sean Combs, P. Diddy, in the lead male role. We talked in a dressing room backstage at the theater just before Rashad and Leon started a rehearsal of Same Time Next Year.
This is a story of two people, two married people who are not married to each other, but who come together in the same place at the same time every year, and the play spans a 25-year period. But you see in this play how people connect, how people grow, how people change, how love and friendship are enduring.
Kenny, why this play? Bernard Slade, this was a big hit on Broadway when it was done, I think in the mid-70s. Why did you think it was a good show to do in July of 2014?
Well, I actually didn't know much about the play. And Felicia and I have done, like, I think 10 projects together now. And most of the time with me directing her, and it's no secret that she's my favorite artist on the planet, you know, just because she can do so many things, and she has such a great way of approaching the material, and, you know, and she makes the director look good. But we were talking one day, and we discovered that, oh, but we've done television, we've done stage, we've did interviews together, but we had never acted together. So it was kind of like a bucket list thing. Like, well, let's do it. Okay, all right. And then her manager said, well, okay, if you guys are going to do it, why don't you do it the same time next year? Johnny Planko, great, great man in the industry. And so he's like, okay. So I said yes before I even read the play. And then I read the play, and I said, oh, my God. We're going to do this. I'm going to be on stage with Felicia Rashad doing this. I have to be in love with her over a 30-year period, and we're both cheating on our husband and wives. But it's a beautiful play about really the foundation of a relationship. In an odd way, this illicit affair sheds light on what is the should be the foundation of all great relationships, which is like we laugh together, we respect each other, we can criticize each other and not dwell on it. We have crazy sex, and we're good friends.
Would you go to bed with me again?
George, we can't.
Why not?
You just feel worse afterwards.
No, I'm over that now, because I just remember something.
What?
The Russians have the bomb, and we could all be dead tomorrow.
George, you're clutching at straws.
No, we're just two grown-up people who did absolutely nothing, nothing to be ashamed or afraid of. Just a second.
And let it be stated that crazy sex is not seen on stage. although, as a parent, I do not recommend that children under the age of 16 come, simply because it's adult, you know, adult circumstances. So please, you know, refrain from bringing 2-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds. Just don't bring them.
You talk about this being a 30-year love affair. I don't think it's any great stretch to say that you and Felicia Rashad have had a professional love affair for just almost that length of time. You worked together first at the Alliance Theater in a Pearl Clegg play, Blues for an Alabama Sky. Do you remember your first meeting with Kenny Leon?
Most certainly I do. I was encouraged to go and meet with this young director from Atlanta, Georgia, who's going to direct Pearl Clegg's Blues for an Alabama Sky. I was told that he was quite handsome and intelligent, and I think you really enjoy meeting him. And I said, okay, I'm going to go. So I walked into this room, and there he was, dressed quite formally in a suit and tie, and he approached me with great deference, and he said, "You don't know me," and he gave me a list of about five people. If you call these five people, they can tell you something. And I just looked at him and kind of smiled inside myself, thinking, "I don't need to call anybody. I see who you are." And we talked about the play, and he said, and if you come and if you do this play, we'll do everything to make you feel comfortable and welcome. And I just smiled inside myself, and I said, yes, I do know who you are. And I said, okay, I've read the play. I like the play. I know Pearl. But I have to ask my daughter's permission. My daughter was 8 years old, and that's when school starts getting serious. And this was going to be the first time we were going to be separated. I asked her permission, and she said, "Oh, Mommy, yes, you should definitely do it." And just as she had given her permission for me to come and participate in that production, when she came to visit Atlanta, Kenny did the most marvelous thing. He gave his permission in the most beautiful and relaxed way for her to become a part of our company. He noticed that in the blackouts there was something on the stage that seemed unfamiliar to him. Something was coming in and going out. And he said, "Well, what is that? What is that coming in? What is that? Who is that doing that, coming in and running out?" It was my daughter, Condola. In the blackouts, she would run out on the stage, and then she'd run back off. So instead of saying, "Okay, you can't do that," or, "Okay, Felicia, really, I think it's a good idea if you don't bring her to the theater," he said, "Somebody get her a black T-shirt so she could do that and not be seen."
Well, I think it's really important at this moment to point out that Condola, who was 8 years old during Blues for an Alabama Sky, who many of us remember running around backstage at the Alliance Theater as a little girl, has gone on to be an extremely talented actress in her own right, who you have directed in two shows that I'm aware of.
Yeah, well, I take a lot of pride in being Uncle Kenny. And, you know, she had her first professional experience. As far as I know, we did Tambourines of Glory, and Felicia let her leave home at, what, she was 17 or whatever to do that. Yeah, and then I had an opportunity to work with her on her first Broadway show.
Stick Fly?
Which was Stick Fly. And now she's doing television, film, and we worked together on Steel Magnolias. I worked with the both of them, and that was really great, but I'm really proud of her. More than just a director, you know, I feel like I'm in the family, and I love her.
This really is a family. It really is extraordinary to think of your 8-year-old daughter backstage at the Alliance now working with Kenny Leon professionally. That must give you some joy.
Oh, yes, comfort and joy.
It was in a show that Kenny Leon directed on Broadway, the first iteration that he did of Raisin in the Sun, that you won Tony Award for lead actress in a play. First African-American to win lead actress in a play. Were you aware that that was a historic moment as it was happening?
No. No, it was historic for me. I did not realize its historic significance for American theater. No.
And now Mr. Leon has joined you as a Tony Award winner in the second version of Raisin that he has just concluded on Broadway with Denzel Washington, Anika, Noni Rose, and others. He's now won a Tony for Best Director. How does it feel that he's caught up to you with that?
Well, I don't think he's caught up to me. I think that he was there a long time. I think that now people have caught up to him.
Well, let me say it a different way. How does it feel that he's joined the ranks of Tony Award winners, this man you've known for so long as a director, as a friend?
I think it is proper and fitting, well done and well deserved.
Kenny, that moment for Best Director and then Tony for Best Revival of a Play was exceptional to watch.
When you're on the stage like that in Radio City Music Hall and there's 6,000 folks there and somebody yells from the back, "We love you, Kenny Leon," and your mind is, you know, sort of, you're numb, and all you could think about is all the people that you share that kind of, because it's all subjective, you know what I mean? It's like I probably did my, but it was probably more difficult to direct the 2004 production of A Raisin in the Sun than it was to direct the 2014 production, just because it was, you know, Diddy had never done a play before. We had several people who were film stars, hadn't been on stage in a while, and then you had amazing theatrical talent like Audra McDonald and Felicia Rashad, so we had to combine all that. And so that, you know, but I always think that, you know, whenever the honors come, they come right on time, you know, so I kind of accepted that for a lot of people, including the other actors that I've worked with in my career in regional theater and in Atlanta. And so it's always about the people who support the work, because I do it for the people. And if we don't have impact on lives, then why are we doing it?
What does it mean to come out of Atlanta, come out of Georgia? How does that inform your work?
Wow. You know, I was born in Florida, spend most of my time in New York, but I call Atlanta home. And I think one thing the South does, it lets you look at where we are as a country. So the crooked and the straight. And I see some things in the South that you're not able to see in the North as we're running through our busy lives.
Felicia, you are iconic because of the TV show, because of your wonderful portrayal as Claire Huxtable. I was walking outside with you the other day, and there were people across the street who could not wait, who looked at you, and they were so excited to see you. In some ways, that role defined you for a very long time. Do you hold that with love in your heart, even as you like the fact that you've moved on to work in so many other mediums, especially in theater?
Oh, yes, I hold that with love in my heart. It's amazing in this career to have done so much work that means something to people. And the work in The Cosby Show means so much to people still, not just in America, but the world over. I cannot tell you the number of occasions in which I've encountered people from different parts of the world who say, this show helped me. And one of those people was Nelson Mandela. He said to me when I met him, I used to watch your show and it softened the guard who was in attendance of him. He said, it softened him. Thank you so much. I hear from people who were growing up in different countries who say, this changed and affected my life more than you'll ever know. Once I met an entire entourage of young African-American students who were in law school because of The Cosby Show. I mean, so as an actor, you can do any number of things that don't mean anything to anybody. Trust. I mean, I've been in plays where you say, well, I hope the audience figures it out because we don't know what the Sam Hill we're doing. But it's a gift to be able to do something that uplifts and inspires and entertains people the world over. That is a gift of grace, and I accept it with gratitude.
Felicia Rashad and Kenny Leon are starring together in Bernard Slade's Same Time Next Year this month at Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater in Atlanta.
Pine someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you when tears come down. And call my name. You'll I do. No cheating heart will tell.